John 3 here. John went in. Amon Yehi.
Welcome to Steve Bright. I'm sorry, Mr. Bright, I didn't have a chance to make an additional nameplate, but I'll have it for you next time. And welcome to the LSC.
When will he be put on the LSC list, sir?
I asked Jonathan to do it and told him that he would be on effective today as he will remember some of what will happen.
I think we served 6 years of that.
Yeah,
right? Mm-hmm. And I would think we ought to do a little more than just say, we don't have a sense of the body resignation or something, thanking him for 6 years of service on this board.
Yeah, I thought that's what I just said.
I think it would be nice if I've worked the past taking it soon. So I think Alex there a lot. Why don't we take it a cake one day to express our thanks for him? And maybe get a few more of us to attend the phone calling.
I accept that as a friendly amendment.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, we'll definitely know that the LC should be extended in the phone call and stepping out the phone. So, without opposition, for the secondary technology, and maybe we can have
a ticket board thank
you. Yeah, board thank appreciation, and bring all these cake and participating in the fun drive. And maybe we can take up a collection of lunch or something with the cake. There was an agenda circulated electronically beforehand, and there was a copy. Everybody has a copy. Any objections to the agenda as proposed?
I have a question. I see Dorner here, but I don't see Bob here. And you also had some of your report last time?
Right. That's probably appropriate to add to the agenda, depending on how much time people think it's going to take. I know if you arrive with Fred Blair, you can have your seat there, Fred, in the main place to ride over there. Suggestion for where to add the general manager's report?
I'd say
right up front.
Yeah.
Okay, how much time? 5 minutes? Okay, 5 minutes, and then we have some public comments after that, so we'll take a period of public comments after this. Yes? Ms. Rizzo?
Yes, I would like to notice the next meeting, but I don't think we have time to quibble about the whole rest of the calendar at this meeting. The P&B is being held the third week of February, so that would interfere with our normally scheduled meeting perhaps. So that's going to be enough of a discussion. So
okay,
I'm
so you're going to schedule just the schedule of one upcoming meeting for February.
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, I would say that Wednesday is probably not a good time, and that should be the Saturday before it.
Okay, we're not having the agenda idea. We're just discussing the agenda.
He's noticing this meeting.
No, he's asking for a change in the agenda.
And
he
wants to send
the calendar. Instead of the 2013 calendar, she's going to talk about the
2013. But I think this calendar should be also done by the new chair.
Yeah, that's fine. We're not having that discussion now.
I want the agenda as amended.
No, I'm
I think that makes the other agenda change. Please. Please run on.
Now, what is the ground rules for communication? What is that? Is that necessary?
It's going to take 2 seconds. Don't worry about it. It's like these symbols.
Okay, and then I just want to ensure that there's...
Yeah, nameplate down there, and that's the...
Say what?
The nameplate's over there, and that's the deep right...
Oh, okay, thank you.
And just that we're going to have a lunch break, I've asked that the food be delivered at 2:30.
Very good.
But there's water in here.
Okay, so it'll be a short lunch break at 2:30, no matter what.
Lunch 15 minutes.
Just a point of clarification, where is the GM report going to be at? In the
GM report will be before the election of office, so right. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes with the 7.5 minutes of public comments.
Michael, if you could have someone watch the door that I guess the fellow that maintains the building is able to let us in.
Okay, put the dial 22 in there.
Right. Really, we didn't put a sign.
Okay, 22. Mm-hmm. A sheet of paper.
Put someone put a sign up. Thank you. Put the dial.
If there are no more amendment proposals, then
yes.
Move
okay.
The agenda, adoption of the agenda with the two amendment
proposals. Okay, seeing no objection, we approved.
Point of order. I don't object, but you should ask, don't you?
Please.
Okay. If you're more than five people, then you should get consent.
Okay.
Should ask.
Are there any objections to the agenda as amended? Seeing none, the agenda is approved. I think it's minutes approval. The minutes were circulated also from the December 29th meeting. I think they were distributed electronically. If it's an issue, I would say let's dispense with it and they can approve that later. Because the guy says it was sent twice and he'd appreciate it if it was just an example.
So moved.
Rafferty?
No, I object because I want to abstain because I haven't read them yet.
Well, then when you come time to vote, you'll abstain.
I'll make a motion.
All right, the motion was adopted as presented.
Yeah, and
seconded by.
No, okay, well, I'm objecting.
How can you object to a motion?
This is the motion. The motion is made, it's seconded.
I thought you said there was no objection.
No,
no, sorry. Sorry.
I said there's a motion by Mr. Lafferty, seconded by Mr. Yarrett, to approve the minutes as presented.
Okay.
On that motion, anybody want to speak?
Yeah, I just want to object. So
okay.
We have to, you know, yeah. I want to formally abstain, so I have to move
okay.
My hand around.
Right. So, all in favor of approving the minutes? Okay, raise your hand.
Calling for a vote, and everyone is making attention to it.
All opposed? One abstention? Two?
Oh,
Three.
One.
Okay.
Four.
Okay,
yeah.
So do you still have a no vote, or does a no vote become an abstention?
I'm not sure. What was it? What?
The voters would accept the minutes as presented. There were 14 in favor, one no, and three abstentions.
No, that I'm abstaining.
Okay, four abstentions. Okay, thank you. Ground rules communication are please be civil. Please only speak when called upon by the chair. Please do not address people across the table. And if you have a motion to make it publicly to the body. No cross communication. The same rules apply to the people here for the public. If you persist in calling out and disrupting the meeting, you'll be asked to leave. Announcement. Very briefly, I would like to announce by way of an invitation that members of the LSC and the public are invited to my 66th birthday on February 9th. Today is a 25th anniversary celebration for Turning the Tide as a fundraiser at Jewel Cat One, the KPOK is the media sponsor. And so that's February 9th. 6 p.m. 4067 West Pico Boulevard, Room Cat 1, 6 p.m. to 4 a.m. Sure,
also, if you look at the front page of the website, you know, Alex did a great job keeping it updated. We're getting a lot of hits on our web stuff. But this looks like a really great event. I took a copy when I was at the station called Love Fest. I'll just pass it around.
pretty famous artist and talking about interesting subject matter, so you'll enjoy it. You're able to make it.
Other announcements? Okay, thank you. Moving on to item to the chair year end report. I don't usually make the report, but since I'm probably leaving as chair, I take the 2 minutes.
Oh, it's the door.
Oh, I didn't know.
Sorry,
that's how people get into the building. I'd like to thank everybody for the afternoon view chair, and to say that I probably have less hair than the thinner and grayer than it was. It's been more than a little frustrating process. I want to encourage whoever succeeds me as chair to make every effort to hold people to their responsibilities in terms of conducting meetings that, you know, fulfill our responsibilities. And I would pledge myself to work with whoever my successor is in trying to create a functioning working majority of the board to get this work done. A lot of the things that we wanted to do this year, I think some of them have succeeded. We do have sampling equipment after seeing after the next step. Yeah, yeah, there's people that are still saying that people are going to be that sampling equipment at every meeting now since I've been chair. And I want to thank the Lily Hill Foundation for providing that equipment. And we have sent a letter on the LSP stationery thanking them. So, on the ledger side of things we have not accomplished, we did not complete the process of the Chromium Director search, which I told our membership at the LSP responsible for the failure to complete that. We haven't completed our many other mandated responsibilities. The LSP only carried out one of the two mandated town halls this year that are on air. We have yet to complete, but at least we have moved ahead in the process of having an LSP fundraiser, and I'll leave it at that. So scheduling a notice of meetings, we said we're only going to look at the question of next meeting, February. We cannot have it on the original date suggested because that's going to conflict with the PNB. This meeting on the third weekend of February, and people have to leave to get to New York. Yes.
Just as a point of order, I should make an announcement for the record that the LSB election didn't meet quorum.
Yes.
And so all of the existing members are going to continue until the next election.
That's right. Thank you. I appreciate that. I meant to say that when we were about to Steve's pride as a member. The LSB election failed to meet quorum in both the listener election and in the staff election. All the sitting members whose terms are expiring are going to sit for another year. We have an upcoming election. We'll be having to elect 24 members of this board at that election, 9 for full 3-year terms and 9 to complete the remaining 2 years of a 3-year term at that point. For listeners and 3 staff for a 4-year term and 3 staff to complete the remaining 2 years of a 3-year term. Ali Lekka was the only member who could not continue into the extended term because he had served 6 full years. And so Ali has stepped down from the board at this point, having reached the mandatory 2 full term maximum consecutive. And so Steve Pryor was seated as the alternate from the 2010 election. So the 2012 election was extended, 2013 is now moved. And there will be a new process that begins later this year. We'll be hiring a new NES, or NES, we'll be hiring a new LES. Hopefully we'll have learned some lessons from the failure of the Chief Corps and many other failures that took place this year.
This is a point of information, and Steve Pride is only sitting until the next election.
Yes. Yes, Steve is filling what would be Ali's extension.
He just said, hopefully we'll learn some lessons from this last LSP. I sort of think in general, to learn lessons, one has to, you know, do something. Like, I guess
make a motion that there be some sort of forensic examination of what went wrong, so we have it written out and can actually learn some lessons, because I have definite ideas of what went wrong. And I don't hear anybody talking about it, and I've heard other candidates who had definite ideas of what went wrong. They were all good ideas that nobody was paying attention to. So I'd like to make a motion that there's a committee to do that, or solicit information or something.
I'm going to rule that it's out of order for the LSP to do that, because this starts the LSP to keep its hands up at election. I think that the PNB does have an election committee. The NES and the LES have written, I've seen the NES report, I haven't seen much from the LES yet. And I assume that from the PNB election committee there will be a report at some point that we can address if we wish to as a body.
Well, I'm not finished, but okay. You know, I mean, part of the problem is the elections committee. They didn't, you know, you were on that committee, and they were part of the failure too, apparently. I mean, but
apparently.
You know, there's plenty of blame to go around, is what I'm saying. And there
okay.
needs to be some.
I think the NES doesn't cover
everything.
Okay. Right. So, I think we are going to move the agenda at this point.
I'd like to just address that because.
I don't want to get back to
that. I move as chair that the request is not on the opening.
I move the chair that this is not an order or a business for the LSP to consider, and we're moving on with the agenda.
Wait a minute. How can you say the LSP can't deal with it? This was really a major, screw up.
Out of order.
She's out of order with you now.
I'm sorry. If you want to appeal the ruling of the chair, you're welcome to do so. Otherwise, we're going to move on.
Okay, so it won't get there. Fine.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is the report from the general manager. 5 minutes. Oh, I'm sorry. I take it back. We haven't finished setting a meeting for February. Thank you. So, on the question of appropriate meeting with Canada.
I move we meet the second Wednesday of February.
The motion to have the meeting on Wednesday, February 13th.
I happen to have a conflict.
Okay.
I think it's appropriate for people, individuals, to say they have a conflict with the date. But we should take a survey.
Yes.
There will be people who have a conflict with anything.
That's right.
There's no date with conflict-free, except maybe the end of the world or something.
So
date in the past.
The day after the end of the world. February 13th has been proposed, and a conflict has been noted. Are there any alternatives?
Yes, that Saturday.
16.
And point of information, are we picking a weekday or a weekend?
I suppose it's a weekday.
The schedule at this point has been alternating. We're not supposed to do anything because technically there's a new year, it's a new board, we can do anything we want to.
Right
now we agree we're just going to set one meeting for February. So any date that people want to vote for, we can have it on that date. Right now, I've heard two proposals. One is the 13th, a Wednesday, and the second is the 16th, a Saturday. 16th, a Saturday is, I know, a problem for me. Yeah.
I actually arranged a workshop, which I'm conducting with teenagers at the LA Zoo, and some of them are underprivileged kids, for the 16th of February, so I will not be able to make that day.
Okay, so that's at least the 16th. So why don't we go back to the 13th and see if we can just vote on it and apologize to Mr. Chair.
I wanted to propose the 27th. Saturday the 27th. I mean, Wednesday the 27th, strike that.
Wednesday the 27th?
No.
That'll be after the PNB.
I think that there's some value with for the directors to hear from the OSC what issues we want to take to the PNC. More reasonable cabinet.
I move to proceed.
Okay. So the motion on the floor is for the 13th, Wednesday the 13th, 7 p.m. location to be determined, or?
Yes.
Okay.
Second.
Any opposition? Seeing none. So adopted, and somebody will have to go. Is somebody going to take responsibility to find a location?
No, I have a comment.
Oh, okay.
For those who don't know, for all of our LSD meetings, I put this on the calendar since I managed the calendar for this building as a backup. So if somebody else volunteers for a different venue, just know I have this as a backup in case something falls through.
I'll just point out that one of the things I tried to do last year unsuccessfully is to get crews of people to agree at months in advance to find locations on other parts of town. One of the places we never did find a spot for last year was on the east side of L.A. So if somebody wants to find a place on the east side of L.A. for this next year.
I just want to go on the record that the idea of moving the venue for the meeting around town to accommodate listeners being able to attend has borne little or no fruit at all. So it's pointless. And the meeting should be positioned within a reasonable reach of the station, convenient to a majority of the members of the board. Those are the people who normally do show up.
In any event, is there someone willing to find this location for next meeting? Is that in response to that question?
This isn't the response to that question.
I just want to respond to that question. Is the someone willing to take responsibility and find a location for the next meeting?
It'd be good that somebody other than the usual suspect would find a location.
I'll do it.
They get up their butt and find a location.
Thank you.
I'll do it.
Okay. All right, moving on. We set the date for the next meeting, which is Wednesday, February 13th at 7 p.m. Location will be determined if velocity is going to find a location on the east side or elsewhere.
I didn't say east side.
Elsewhere. And the chair is the floor is going to the general manager. No.
It would just still be available on the...
Yes.
Well, why don't we just dissolve it now?
Any objection to having a meeting here? Friday, Wednesday the 13th. Mm-hmm. Okay, seeing none.
See how quickly I...
Thank you.
Thank you. Can you use a mic?
Oh, I'm sure I can. If there was one here, I would use it.
Thank you.
And happy new year. Welcome, Steve. Glad to see you here. Also, congratulations, Michael, on the 66th birthday, or what was it, the 25th anniversary of you turning 41? Or?
Yeah. It's the 25th anniversary of the newspaper, turning
66. Good turnout. Must be a very happy today, I guess. The report was sent out yesterday around the LSP. I'm sure everybody got it. So I'll just quickly go through some of the more salient points. The second transmitter has arrived and is up at Mount Wilson. It was installed up there a week late because of snow and ice, but it is there. In fact, this weekend you are listening to Sandy Kane off the second transmitter while the first had to overhaul in preparation for it being combined in the next 2 weeks. First week of February, we expect to be up to 110,000 watts. That's not coming out of it. Our fund drive for February will begin on the 19th, and will run for up to 3 weeks. The local station board, we've talked about the elections already. I actually sympathize to some degree with what Kim said. Maybe it is a good idea to try and find out what went wrong. However, it's not unusual for me to take calls on a daily, if not by or tri-daily weekly for people who have not yet get their premiums, and I tend to ask them when they call now if they voted in the election to a person I have known from everybody who has called me with respect to that. When I'm asked why, is there a variety of reasons. One reason that is quite common is they didn't really understand the balloting process, and the second most common reason is they didn't really care. But they did care about getting their premiums. On to some stuff that's coming up. I've listed on page 2 there by Jennifer Kaiser the events that are coming up in the next little while. February 2nd is the next free event that we've got at the LA Press Club. That's to welcome Tom Hartman, who will be joining us on the air starting 3 o'clock next week. The Tom will be with us at 8 o'clock in the morning through the period of Sonali Kolhatkar's maternity leave, which surprisingly began this week. We weren't supposed to be starting that, Sonali wasn't supposed to be starting that maternity leave for a couple of weeks. But Naveen Engels arrived 2 nights ago, and he is healthy, and Sonali is healthy, and we welcome him to the world. He couldn't have been born into a nicer family for the moment. In terms of programming, we have a major initiative coming up on, we think, the 25th of March at this stage, to coincide with the anniversary of the 500,000 plus immigration march in LA. We were planning this for the 26th, but it became apparent to us that the anniversary is actually the 25th. This programming will comprise 24 hours solid of Spanish language programming put together by the various collectives who make our Spanish language programming now. We hope this is a really big success. We hope this tells us a lot about the people who want to hear Spanish language programming in our community. So we're looking forward to putting that together, and I know Rodrigo has been intimately involved with the planning, and have a number of people who are involved in putting this together. So that's coming up at this stage on the 25th of March. There will be some program movements and program changes that will take place over the next few weeks, into particularly into February. We've just really got to get the message out to programmers that nobody who creates the program on KPFK owns the time that they are currently allocated. Nobody. And so we need to make it very clear to people that in order to remain on KPFK, their program really, I like to put it this way, the program has to be too valuable not to be on air. What we've done over the years, and this has been a point of contention for a number of people, is we've moved away from a model where the programs were considered to be as valuable to the audience that they wanted to pay for them to be there. And we've moved away from that to a kind of fund drive ethos where we deliver these premiums that some people in our audience want, some people in our audience are very much turned off by. So what we want to try and do is move back to a model where the programs that KPFK has on offer are the things that people are interested in supporting the station for. And we're hopeful of doing that by actually evaluating very carefully the programs that we have on the air and finding out whether or not they are able to be supported by the listeners who want to hear them, whether or not they deliver an audience to us, and whether or not they should continue to remain to be on the air, or should be rested, or should in fact go away in favour of new programs coming along to actually occupy those slots that will make a difference to us in both a financial and in an audience context. I mentioned earlier the new transmitter is up on the hill. The other thing that we're changing at the station, we've been noticing since we introduced the 15-minute cutaway of local news at 6:15, that our newsroom is not coping with the volume of work that has to go through it at the moment. So what we've done is we've committed to actually extending the available areas where people can do editing. And one of the quickest things we can do in that respect is to, those of you who are familiar with Edit Booth 3 at the station, it is an edit booth. It doesn't have audio capacity, recording capacity, or any of that. What I've undertaken to do is actually change that, so we turn that as immediately as we can into a full recording facility with telephone hybrids available, with microphones, and with the continuing editing facilities that are available there. I made that notion known to a benefactor of ours who consistently wishes to remain anonymous, who gave us $10,000 towards that transmitter, who gave us an additional $7,000 towards the maintenance and repair of our generator last year. I mentioned to him that I wanted to change some things to improve and increase our ability to create local news on the station. He has already committed to give us $2,500 towards doing that. So we can move forward on that, and we can move forward on it quickly. That change should occur in the relatively immediate future, given as immediately as anything moves around you. I don't want to go into any more detail. I've probably taken up the 5 minutes that were allocated, but I'm more than happy to answer more questions.
Could we have a question here and look around?
Can I get more clarification on Tom Hartman? He's sitting in for Sonali, or he's getting or is this going to be a repeat programming from earlier broadcasts?
It'll be topical programming. It'll be probably the broadcast the day after he cuts it. He's actually put together an hour-long program that's used by some of our affiliates already, and that's what we'll be starting with. We'll be doing whatever editing we need to do to fit it into our schedule.
So he's not going to be on site.
He won't be live on the site. No.
But it's going to be in the 8 to 9 slot.
It'll be in the 8 to 9 slot, probably from the 4th or the 11th. It looks like the 4th at this stage.
Thank you.
Like it, yeah.
I was going to. So, I'm just confused about the Tom Harden thing. He'll be on 3 or 4 next week, and
3 to 4 next week. That's correct.
And 8 to 9.
Yes, 3 to 4 next week. Next week we will be. Because we didn't expect Sonali to be away next week, and now she is. We'll be running a combination of evergreens and various other programs that are available to us, like maybe Michio Kaku, maybe an alternative radio, whatever we can find that's reasonable radio that people will want to listen to. And I hate to add to that, Kim, but I was really disappointed yesterday driving into the station. I got into the car at about 8:05. It was raining in LA, so my trip, which usually takes 20 minutes, took me an hour and 20 minutes. And I listened to the program that was on Sonali's Hour, and I didn't know what I was listening to. I would have expected, and I've made it very clear to the production and program people, I would have expected every 10 minutes or so something that told me what I was listening to, but I didn't know what it was. Anyway, we will find stuff to put in this week because we did not expect her to be absent. We did expect her to be absent from either the 4th or the 11th, so we can start our scheduled programming from the 4th.
Well, just to follow up, there are oftentimes I don't know what's playing on KPFK, and it's not listed anywhere on the website or anything. And, it's not always, because I have looked often and go, oh, well, I don't know what this is. I just want to point out that the fund drive that you have scheduled is 27 days, which is 4 weeks, not 3 weeks. So
it'll be up to 3 weeks. It won't be more than 3 weeks.
Your date from February 19th, which is in your report, to March 17th, is 27 days.
The original date was supposed to be, the original fund drive was supposed to start on the 4th, but our interim executive director asked us to try and coordinate fund drives across the group. So we moved out.
That's fine.
I haven't put a close date on it.
They're in your report.
I didn't make this up. 219 to 317.
Where is
the date? We're just going to move along, please, because we're well past time for this item. Mr. Merrick.
Bernard, thank you for your fundraising efforts that make all the difference in the world. It's a station that runs entirely on fundraising. It's something that this board is supposed to be committed to doing, too. So we're ashamed that we don't bring in as much money or more than you do. I wanted to say you're part of the puzzle. I wanted to say, as far as programmers during the fund drive, is my phone off?
Of course, it seems to be.
Programmers during the fund drive, it feels, from an outsider's point of view, that they're cut a lot of slack when a programmer is not held with their feet to the fire during fundraise, where they have to run their show, find premiums, and raise money. It seems to me that every programmer should pull their own weight, and if they can't pull their weight over a period of time, then they don't belong on the channel. So I think by cutting them slack and saying, you're off this next 2 weeks and we're going to bring in some heavy hitter shows, they're getting a free ride.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
Yes.
Just really quickly, I've gotten some complaints that I have before the meeting.
Can you speak louder? We can't hear
anything. Okay, it's on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, we got some complaints about the town hall that was supposed to be telecast in regards to the LAPD spying town hall and the description that were given to the audience at the time, and I'm sure there's some people in the audience that would address that, but not, and it was not reflected in the report as well.
Saturday, I think, for two reasons. One of them was that Richard Wolf contracted pneumonia and he couldn't do his live event for it. But the other one was that event fell over at the last minute. And I've spent extensive time just trying to find out why that was. It comes down to an equipment failure of the station. For me, that's not good enough. For me, you don't find out about the equipment failure on the day that you do the broadcast. You find out about it when you do a walkthrough, when you do a test the day before or 2 days before. And that's what's going to happen from here on.
And
we are at time, and what people want to do. Well,
I need a 2-minute extension.
Okay.
So that's fine. 2-minute extension, but please be brief.
15 seconds. Number one, the petition was part of that, the show that was broadcast. It's being edited. I mean, it was
recorded.
Recorded. It's been edited, and it will be on. It's a small point, but an important point. Even the police chief admitted to me after the May 1st of March that it was about a million.
Okay. We extended the 2 minutes
for that. For the last part of your general manager's report about the general manager's report, that the changes would be taking place. Stephen Rowley got the email last evening about the programming changes, where it lists the dates between February 1st as the next Friday, that some programs would be moved, and then the details in the letter, so I just wanted to pass this around so there's some transparency on that. And I also wanted to mention that when they were paid people to do fundraising, $80,000 was lost. And has there been training or any type of collaboration with unpaid programs for fundraising in the future?
A lot of our unpaid programs, unpaid staff are extremely good fundraisers. And what we need to do is enhance some of their skills and share them. There are a couple of based on the letter that went out, but Alan changed subsequently some of the changes were supposed to occur sooner than we actually had to do that because of the sort of writing.
All right, so we're at 2 minutes again. Thank you. We do have public comments on the general report. We already do it. So, 7.5 minutes, a minute, 90 seconds to report from five people's up. Public comments, everybody wants to hear. Okay, ready?
Yep, we're ready.
Yeah, I hope on the 25th today, I hope you have some bilingual aspect. I'm all in favor of Spanish, you understand, but there should be some bilingual, which is realistic, both in terms of the program and in terms of what was, I was at that demonstration, as were a good part of the national board. We had a board meeting, national board meeting that weekend. And so it wasn't 100% Spanish speaking, but overwhelmingly, of course. Anyhow, bilingual. I'm sorry you're not having a discussion of the election. I'm sorry our election supervisor isn't here. He should be, in my opinion. That's unfortunate. But the national supervisor has already put out a report. I have a copy of it. It's available to all of you online. Later on in today, I'd like to read sections of it to you. Unfortunately, previous reports by supervisors have been ignored. So merely having a committee or a report is not enough. It has to be read, discussed, and implemented. Otherwise, it's another waste of time, energy, and paper. I say that an report after every election, national or local, with no follow-up. Our history is pretty poor. Just as hardly anybody here even knows who founded the station. No, it wasn't Blue Hill. Thank you. Additional comments, quickly?
My name is Rudy Perez, and I'm here to talk about what you proposed for Bernard Duncan about having a transmitter, I don't know where in the Pacific Ocean, to get Malibu. You know, Malibu is going to probably get like 20 to 100 people that have money to maybe donate 50 to 500 or 1,000 bucks. But what about all the valleys in the whole Southern California that have great populations, like Cypress Valley, which is right here in Los Angeles, and Highland Park, where the radio waves don't reach any of that area. My brother's house, who lives there, in Cypress Park, tried to listen to the program about Sixto Rodriguez, because he loves Sixto Rodriguez, and he was unable to listen to that because of that. Why are we investing thousands of dollars in Malibu when only maybe $10,000 are going to come in, instead of investing into the community, the real community that has been here forever, in Highland Park and Tahunga Canyon, the valley? Why not put a transmitter in Glendale somewhere in the Orlesian Park to transmit waves to those hidden valleys. Thank you.
I want to remind everybody that there has been a concerted effort to create great harm to our Pacifica network. And there has been a coup undergoing for a number of years, and it has been more highlighted still now with this recent election cycle, which has been not only a comedy of errors, a debacle, and that all of us are sitting here, and I feel quite hypocritically. And so I stand up I am mortified. I am just horrified as to what has just happened. And now we are proposing another election cycle. I'm just very upset over this issue. And this is the first time ever that radicals, revolutionaries, actually decided to run for the station. And so I am very, very concerned about this process, and I want this to be covered. And there will be a petition that will be generated to remove the existing KPFK management team. It must be taken out immediately. Thank you.
Here, here. Okay, seeing no further public comment, we're going to move to the next item of the agenda. Thank you, elected officers. We'll take nominations to position of chair.
I nominate Margie Murray as chair, Mrs. Phyllis B.
I'll second that.
I nominate Ted Sprewell for chair.
I'll second that. Okay, any further nominations? So again, the procedure that we've adopted in the past with each one of the nominees, we have 2 minutes each to make a statement, and then we'd have two pro and two con on each and board statement, and we have time for public comment. So would Ms. Murray like to say something?
Sure, I'll be short. Can you stand up, you would be proper?
Thank you, Bella. That was a good presentation. My name is Margie Murray. I'm happy to run as board chair. I'm happy to run with another woman. So either way, I think the women come out ahead on this. I'm an artist. I'm a teacher too. So I would have many commonalities, including our passion for Pacifica. I've been your vice chair. I can enjoy that. I have a lot of ideas I'd like to implement. I think I work well with management at both sides, to be honest with you. Either way in this race, I think we win. So I'll hand it over to Tesh.
My name is Dave Jaywall, and Marty said a lot of wonderful things that I do also. So I'm happy to run. And being a part of TCSD and to work with Pacifica and to work with everybody here for another year as a board member. So, and to women to also be.
Can you
speak louder? Sure. I've got just a point of information I'd like to know from both candidates. What committees they've served on and their familiarity with the audit. Just from the candidates. So not,
we don't normally do questions and answers with the candidates.
I can speak.
What's the point of that?
Okay.
I've got 6 points of interjection. I'd like to make two while we're having fun.
Sorry. Okay. Committees that served finance. And I have currently been working with fundraising. I've been up to search on the fundraising aspect of it. I proposed that we do more mail fund drives, so I worked on a thermometer project with sending out to local zip codes.
Your national committee?
Oh, yeah, the task force, the affiliates, and I think that's it.
You want programming last year?
I'm sorry, you want programming?
Through the chair?
Of course.
Can we stop the interjections, please?
Yes.
Do you have that programming?
Yeah. Okay. By mistake, right?
By mistake.
Currently, I work, I'm an assistant producer with Freedom Now, and I work in, with Fernando and with Norma, with their collective, and the People Without Borders collective. I've been a part of the outreach committee, and right now with the fundraising committee, and right now Alan's giving me a green light to develop a program to work with CPSK and producers going through high school. And so I'm on that project right now. And so I'm working with that and throughout different schools and out of the USC. So, and so we can make a full level from all the working on that.
Okay, so we have two pro and two con for each 2 minutes per. So anybody want to speak in favor?
On their behalf?
Yeah.
I'll speak on behalf of Marty. You've been vice chair 2 years, right?
Yeah,
she's been vice chair. Yeah. But she's been a very good vice chair. I think you've been here for every meeting except for, but, you've shown up on time, you've done the work, and, served on a bunch of committees, and you've been really involved in doing stuff while you serve.
Okay.
It's really important that we have, also people who follow us in different communities, to be running the board. So as we've been seeing in this board being run only people that have not. It's a minority, right? So, but more than that, it's a woman and someone who's really well educated and well developed, someone who's been studying and knows how to run this meeting. So, I really would say, that for this time we let the taste, I'm sure it's going to be the best choice we can have.
Point of information is that this year the Bachos are a minority and have a part of this kind of point that out here.
So be it.
The power is not in the minority, it's in the Bachos.
Wow.
Okay, so
Alan,
Well,
since I nominated Marty, I'd just like to say there's several facts, characteristics. I enjoy
the mic.
Okay. I'll speak louder. Thank you. It appears to me in the time that I've served at LSB off and on that there's several features and characteristics that any good chairperson ought to have. One is stability and an ability to deal with both sides and triple sides or whatever. And Marty has always displayed a great deal of, grace and calm and confidence and tried to be cognizant and respectful of all sides. So I think that's very, very useful in keeping our meetings in
particular.
And I guess as Kim has noted, she's always been here. She's been faithful in attending. She's met her committee responsibilities. She's also worked with outreach, not just from the side of finance and the other various committees that we've had over the years for the GM committee, et cetera, et cetera. So I would urge you to and for me, I think what's really important is that someone who has experience and is also not to undermine Tess's potential here, but I think having someone who's had an enormous amount of experience in working with us and the particularities and if not peculiarities of our LSD, I think is quite useful. So, and I think it's well in order to have a woman, and I think that's we put it before, it's a win-win for us in any way. But I would hope that we would see the virtues in having experience and long-term commitment to the station as being invaluable. So thank you very much.
Yes, and I'm glad we did away with the con because I have the greatest respect for Margie
as well, although I want to speak a few words on behalf of Tej. I have seen her chair other community formations, and she's absolutely qualified.
Hold it.
Yes.
Hold on to it.
Hello? Okay. Yeah. So, anyway, so I've known Tej to chair other formations and other community events with a lot of young people in it. We're trying to attract some youth, people who can work with youth, not just people that can keep people like me in line during a board meeting. We're trying to broaden out. We approved last year, sending out hopefully this will start up soon, the postcards when we have LSD meetings. We have a hard time getting people to run for the board. When they come, if you invite them to a board meeting, you want them to be impressed and not run away. And certainly Margie has the same capabilities,
but just
because we haven't known Tej in the context of the vice chair position, I can tell you she has chair, she's a competent chair, and as I said, she brings that other element into not just diversity of ethnicity, but also diversity in terms of age and the, not even the age, but the exposure to young people. You can be mature and have a lot of young people around you as she has. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So we're going to move to the 5 minutes of public comments and 1 minute for comments. And I will ask people again that we're not sort of really going for cons here. So if you want to speak in Spanish, we'll do that.
Before I talk about the future chair, let's thank Mr. Michael and Margie for what they did last year. Every corner of the city, when I went there, any demonstration, any event, Michael was present. It gives me a good feeling. This is it, you know. We need someone that to be connected to the community. Which Tej has been doing that. She was one of the active members of the outreach committee. I really support her. We want someone to be in every corner of community to show her solidarity with the movement around here to protect the KPSK interest. She came out with the freedom now with 25 members to join the station. That's a good job.
Thank you. I am a speaker and a supporter of Tej, and I've known her for a short while. A very capable woman, from production to caring to outreach to being a woman who has a lot of spirit. Geopolitical awareness, she brings that to the table, that's not to mention. Geopolitical awareness is critical within any position for Pacifica and its network. And so in that area, I support her greatly, and I named her highly. I think she is an up-and-coming individual. She needs to be given the position to demonstrate and scout her thing. Thank you.
The important thing is that whoever is chair, and I like them both, I have no question. The important thing is that it is not a factional position. I hate to say it, I hope people will not vote on a factional basis. The important thing is that this person has to be able to work with all people on the board and not off the board, have the committee function so that this board actually does things on a priority basis instead of wasting a lot of time and energy. Because frankly, as has been said before by others, as well as myself, but this board is not terribly functional in supporting the station in the large, long-run sense. We need to reevaluate that, and I hope there will be a chance later on to have board sessions out of business where we deal with better functioning for the board on behalf of the station. So the main thing is someone who is going to really work with all the board and other people on an even-handed basis to help promote the station.
I only had a chance to really know her. I haven't known her that long since, but every time I've been with her, and she takes me around sometimes, you know, 51 up at home. I mean, she has a wonderful life. She is in the community. She works with the job workers, I think it was, but with the at the harbor or something like that, longshoremen. And, you know, we need to have new blood in our station. We need to have someone who understands the movement, both nationally and internationally. And, you know, we had some awful good chairs. I want to credit everybody who's been chairing here. It's not easy to chair the board here. And she seems to have the kind of personality who has diplomacy and also understands that we've got to build a movement to change things in this world.
Okay. All right.
Okay, thank you. So we're going to be distributing ballots. This is I guess, IRV election. And it's a run of voting. But since only one candidate, I think it's, you know, a matter of preference, basically. You can vote one and two, or anybody can always write it, I guess. John Gary is distributing the ballots to each member, and we'll collect them. And I think we'd ask Terry.
Terry's here.
Yeah, Terry's here. We'd ask Terry to collect them and then tally them under observation, usually, and give it the results. He's quite familiar with IRV and SUV voting. I think it's been more of an issue for
Point of information. Well, I understand that one has to write the name in and can't put an F. Am I right? One has to write the name in and put a number.
What? Please don't.
No. There's no name.
I'm asking the question.
Because there's no name.
Because
there's no names out here. So if there are names, just put the name of the person you're voting for. If you're going to put both names, then give the number one.
But if I'm only going to put one name,
If you only put in one name, I don't think a number is necessary. And that's what I'm saying. It is an instant run of voting, but unless you're going to both candidates, which you could, then you have to put one and two. Otherwise, just put the name of the candidate.
So, Terry, are you the election teller? Okay. Maybe you should. No, you should officially announce that.
When there's only one name on the ballot, there is no question of how the vote is to be interpreted.
Thank you.
So, as long as the voter's intention is clear, the ballot will be valid.
Makes sense.
I'm sorry. If the ballots are ready, can someone collect them?
You want me to start when everyone's
ready? Yeah, well, because the thing is dangerous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you put on the card?
Could I ask, you know how many is circulated?
23.
23. Okay.
That's what it is.
Is there someone not present?
Summary. Did I already get the market down?
Yeah, she was the first one that she went to.
Don't forget democracy.
Want me to count in there?
Yes. The visible. Could people separate the table so I could just have to crawl through?
There you go, sir. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Is that your count? Okay. 23 bolts. One position. 12 will win, simple majority, because it's IRV.